After 25 years of being a crab festival fixture, the annual frog jumping contest in Kodiak has been canceled. State Fish and Game officials are concerned the frogs, which are imported from the lower 48, might carry diseases which could be transferred to local fish stocks. Patty Allmeter is the manager of Tony's Bar, which sponsors the races.
And their concern is that if these frogs are brought in with these diseases, that they can be passed to Alaska's fish resources through, they're saying, well, people could walk out with these fungus and viruses on their shoes and somehow pass them to our fish resources, which would be, a huge issue.
Allmeter says that even though the two diseases have not been reported in Alaska, she understands the need to protect Kodiak's fish. She says the cost of testing at $10 per frog is prohibitive, and so she decided to cancel the event. Bob Pierkowski runs the Fish Resource Permit Program for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game that regulates the importation of outside species into the state for research purposes.
We understand that it's been a long process, and the Department of Fish and Game tries to work with folks, but any frogs that come into the state must have a fish resource permit, and the activity must be for scientific or educational purposes, but it doesn't meet the criteria.
The two pathogens that wild frogs, such as those used in frog jumping races, could wreak havoc with Alaska fish stocks. Pierkowski says chytrid fungus is the cause of so many deformities found in frogs around the world, while the rhinovirus has been known to jump species and infect fish.
The rhinovirus is a pretty nasty pathogen. Its genetic code is such that it's very adaptable. And again, it has jumped from fish to amphibians, to turtles and snakes, and then back to amphibians and fish. So if you look at the literature, it's gone to a number of different fish. So this is something that we don't even want to take a chance on.
Allmeter says she suggested several ways to mitigate the potential transfer of pathogens from the frogs to the world outside, such as forcing sponsors who handle the frogs to wash their hands, but the state wouldn't budge. Suggestions to replace the frogs with native species, such as slugs or crabs, have been suggested.